Dave Schluter, good friend of the show, a good friend of a lot of our shows here, joins us. He does estate planning. He does real estate law, and we talk to him every couple of Mondays. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Good, good. I really hope to do some help tonight for some financial landmines regarding people who act as their own general contractor. Some friends of mine have pulled it off. Their experience from maybe their day job or just plain experience, maybe contract work in the military, but that kind of thing. It has to do with the fact that when you hire someone to improve your home, or if you own a business building, those same laws apply. Every person who supplied materials to that person, and half the time you never know them, and every person who sets foot in your home and swings a hammer or turns a wrench that's not one of the general contractor's employees has a sleeping lien against your property unless they properly sign off on it.
Explain that one more. Why is there a lien on my house if I act as my own contractor?
Yeah, if you use a contractor, but the people that they, if they do subcontractors and they're their employees, no problem. Joe's home builder. Those people, when that guy signs off, the general, his employees are part of his waiving of his rights against your home. The lien law is very powerful because contractors are preferred, and I admire all the people in the trades. I mean, what they do for society is amazing. But they have preferred rights against your property to protect the fact that they improved the value of your home, and they're entitled to payment. So if there's a subcontractor electrical person, a subcontractor company plumber, or there's a material, Home Depot sells the drywall to your builder, there is a total landmine there if the money you give your contractor never makes it to all those other parties that they're paying money to. It's very, very much misunderstood. You think, oh, yeah, my guy's great or my dad used him or whatever, and all of a sudden after that guy's gone and you pay him full payment, they're sending registered letters with a lien. Now, it has to be done within a certain time frame. The mechanics lien law is a very technical law that has all kinds of deadlines you can miss as the contractor. But a lot of these people now with the internet know all those rules. They're downloading forms, and all of a sudden you go to refinance, or you go to buy, or you go to sell your home, and they're saying, "Oh, what about XYZ Electrical? I don't know who they were." Well, they happen to be the subcontractor for the person you had running your project.
Well, then, I want to know, Dave, then, is that an advertisement for contractors or for doing it yourself? Because I know you want to caution people about acting as their own contractor, but, boy, I'd make sure that everyone I hired got paid. Maybe the contractor's not going to do that. Is that the fear, or is it just you got to be diligent?
Sure. Yeah, what my pitch is that for a nominal fee, any local title company who they know all the expected paperwork that should come. If it's a garage, somebody should be providing the steel lintel that's above that holds the door. There should be a certain amount of roofing. There should be a certain amount of wood, a certain amount. They're experts on that. So what you do, you let them run that show. So before they hand the money to your contractor, they have the list of people who should be in there. Who did the hose line? Who was the plumber? So it's the thing about it is they get preferred rights even after the project is over. And we make people on sales. I had a closing today. My sellers, three brothers, had to give me a statement when they signed over the weekend for today's closing that they have no knowledge of anybody in the last 4 months who set foot in their mom's house. Their mom passed away. And they had to give me that assurance before my title company would hand them their checks, because it sits there as a crouching lion at the door that can come out of your pocket if you didn't know about them. Rather unfair, but it's out there to protect hardworking people who do get jammed by a dishonest general contractor. You know, you give the guy $50,000 and he owes 30 of that to suppliers and other people. You can end up getting chased by those people, even though you're very honest.
Yeah, so someone you never even met before that did work in your house now is preventing you from refinancing or doing it. Now, that person should be getting paid, and that's not the argument here. The question is, how are you going to be on the hook for someone else's mistake? You mentioned the title company for a nominal fee will do what? They know who should be getting paid?
They will manage. Yeah, they'll get that general contractor. He'll come in with his business card. He gives what's called a sworn statement, which is under oath. It's got the penalty of perjury because it's serious money. A house just went on in Barrington over the weekend for $22 million. So, I mean, there's a lot of money at stake in real estate. And what they do is they make them, under oath, say, who set foot in Dave's house and where did you buy all your supplies? Now, if the guy goes and gets a power outlet cover, you know, from a hardware store, that's nothing we're worrying about for $4. But it's those subcontractors, it's the suppliers. You know, you're getting the pallet of bricks dropped off. You're getting 20 windows dropped off, but you're doing everything through that general contractor. Those are all sleeping problems for the weary. So,
do you ultimately, if you get dinged on that when you're trying to sell your house, no, there's a lien, are you just going to have to, like, hey, I'll just pay the electrician $3,000 or whatever it was?
Well, you can close without calling the electrician and starting up a problem by holding twice the amount. That's another jam job in the law. You can put up twice the amount and then wait until the statute of limitations runs. And I've had some heavy-duty checks like that where people say, I'll gamble, the guy forgot about it, or you can pay it, or you can settle it. You can say, look, you know, you're going to have to eventually come after my home to get paid, so it's $8,000. You're probably going to spend $5,000 to chase me, so, you know, you will take $4,000. That can be all settled even as early as the last day of closing, you know, to get it done. But it's out there. I mean, it can cancel plans. Let's say you find the home of your dreams, and then you go ahead and you get under contract, and you can buy that as long as you sell. Then your sale explodes on you because there's something on you. Then you're losing that other house, and in this market, it's really hard to find a home.
Yeah.
So with all the listening, all the smart people who listen to your show, I'm just saying, you know, you could say, oh, I did it before. I'm just saying that it's something to just always be skeptical about who has actually been in your place and where did all those things come from. They all have preferred rights.
Yeah.
And I just want to do that shout out.
No, I appreciate
people
it.
Are spending more money.
Yeah. I just got a scoop. We got the hockey game coming up. Dave, people, that this is good advice and good knowledge to pass on to people. 630-285-5300 is how you reach Dave Schluter for all these sorts of questions. He'd walk you through it again, and WGNattorney.com routes you to his page. 630-285-5300. I got to go, Dave. Thank you so much, my friend.
Thanks again, as always.